Hi, Josh. Quick question. You guys have used a bunch of different running backs over the course of the season. How do you guys determine who's going to, you know, be the featured back in that particular game? Is it more dependent on opponent or maybe how the player practices that week or what goes into that decision?
I think, first, we have all – there's confidence in all our backs, and they can all do, you know, a lot of the things we do in our offense, and there's some things that we do with them that are a little bit more specific. I think there's so many variables that go into how we use them on a weekly basis, the style of the game plan, the personnel groupings we're using, what we anticipate getting from the defense, and the types of things that we choose to do during the course of the game. So they're all ready to go, and sometimes, you know, we kind of know what their role is heading into the game, and then however the game unfolds, and the way we're being played, and what we choose to do as the game goes on sometimes will certainly impact, you know, who ends up playing in different situations or who plays more or what have you. So they're all ready to go. We got a lot of confidence in all of them, and we would anticipate all of them playing to go to the game.
Hi, Josh. Just wanted to get your take on what you've seen from John Pagano's defense. I know you guys saw a defense a couple weeks ago run by John's brother, Chuck, and I'm just wondering if there might be any similarities there between the two.
I think there's, you know, there may be a few similarities. and I think overall, you know, this is it's an aggressive style of defense. They pressure a lot. And they're good at it when they do blitz. They're really good at it. They get to the quarterback and create some disruptive plays in the backfield doing that. they'll play a lot of tight man coverage and challenge your receivers and your ability to get open in the passing game. And they'll keep the wheel spinning on you pretty good. They got good players at all three levels of the defense. They're athletic. They play a lot of people, you know, they've played a lot of people in the front seven, and they have a lot of guys that have played in the secondary as well this year, so they've got some depth. And like I said, I think the big word for us, you know, they're really an aggressive unit. He calls the game aggressively, and there's never a point in time where you can really sit there and, you know, and relax. This is a group that's going to challenge you on every snap, so. We're going to have a great week of preparation this week. It's a team that we don't really know that well, that has a lot of new players since the last time we played them, and it'll be a great challenge for us this week.
Thanks, DC. Josh, how are you today?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. I had a two-part question, one sort of a look back and then one a look forward. I know you're already moved on from the Packers game, but just this being the first time we have a chance to talk to you, I'm curious when you went back over it, if you felt, you know, there were missed opportunities maybe to establish more of the run game. I know limited plays was a factor. I think it was 17 rushes against 36 pass attempts. And then looking ahead, I obviously curious your thoughts on Mike McCoy from the time you guys worked together.
Yeah, you know, you never, I've said this before numerous times, we've always wanted to go into each game and maintain great balance and, you know, and run the ball, you know, 25, 30, 30 plus times in the game, because that means you certainly have control of the game and you're out there on the field, you know, a lot. And, you know, the other day, we didn't obviously design the game plan to go out there and only run the ball that amount of times. And, you know, our inability to start fast offensively contributed, I would say, as much or more than anything else to our lack of overall play number, you know, at the end of the game. You know, we didn't start well in the first half and we didn't start well in the third quarter. So, you know, when you have, you know, a bunch of three and outs at the beginning, you can kind of put yourself in a hole. And, you know, and so that I think you know, affected the overall ratio. But no, I mean, I definitely wish, you know, we could, you know, establish a better balance than what we had the other day, and that's our goal every week. With Mike, Mike's obviously doing a great job. That doesn't surprise me at all. He was great for me in Denver. Enjoyed my time working with him. He's a great person and a really good football coach. Who this is not a revelation to me that he would be enjoying this type of success as a head coach. a guy that's that a lot of, you know, that the guys would love to follow. Good leader of men. Got a great personality about himself. Very positive coach and person. Sees the game, you know, through a broad perspective. Not afraid to do you know, some things that may be out of the norm. And he's going to let his players play. And I know you see that from their group. I think they're a group that has fun playing the game. You can see that on tape. And I'm sure they enjoy playing for him. And you know, like I said, it's not surprising to me that he would be doing well at all at this.
Morning, Josh.
Morning, Ben.
Or good afternoon. Yes. The calendar has flipped to December, so it's now the silly season where a lot of rumors come up in the coaching mill. And I guess your name came up in association with the University of Florida job. Just curious, is it tough to put that distraction away? I guess I have to ask you, is there a legitimate interest there? And would it be difficult for you to leave for another job during the middle of what could be a pretty special season for the Patriots?
I really honestly don't even have any idea about that rumor. I mean, I heard it, but I don't have any, you know, I have nothing to add to it. And my focus is solely on the Chargers and getting our team ready to go this week on offense and trying to do the best thing I can. I mean, you're right. It's a time of year that this happens quite a bit. And you know, I've been through it before, and it's just, you know, keep your focus where it belongs, which is on the next opponent. And we've got plenty, you know, to work on and get prepared for, because this is a really good defense we're facing.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Josh. How are you doing?
Good, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Good. It's been a long time. But so, hey, I was curious if you could take us back a little bit to 2008, the last time you guys did these, you know, a week away kind of from campus, and what you remember getting out of that when you guys had a whole week away from New England. What are the challenges, and what are maybe some of the benefits for when you have the team away from the facility for the week?
Yeah, this isn't the first time, and I think we did it twice in 2008, and I think the big thing, you know, you get an opportunity to you know, save yourself a little rest. I mean, you're in a hotel, so, you know, when you're during the course of the day, you're working, and then, you know, as a coach, you just go up when your day's done and, you know, go to sleep instead of driving home and driving back. And obviously, we save ourselves the flight, you know, later in the week. I think you get acclimated to the time change, you know, pretty seamlessly early in the week. So by the time you know, the weekend comes and you're getting ready to play the game, it's not something that you're trying to adjust to or adapt to. I think that it's really it's an opportunity to have, you know, a week where you bond a little bit more. You know, we're here, we're with each other a lot anyway, but now we're here together every day of the week, all day, you know, eating each meal together. We have an opportunity to, you know, just maybe spend a little bit of downtime later in the week with one another, players, coaches, you know, and it's just something I think where it gives you an opportunity to clear, you know, some of the other distractions away and just put your focus solely on what you need to do this week to try to do your best on game day. So it's been something we've enjoyed doing in the past, the working setup, you know, our computers and all the different things that go into the video and the computer systems and all those things. Our guys do a great job of getting that all set up for us, so it feels kind of like you're at home anyway. And, you know, it gives us an opportunity, like I said, to cut down on the amount of travel time, especially later in the week. So it's something we've enjoyed, and we're looking forward to the next 4 or 5 days here of preparation, and then hopefully be ready to roll on Sunday.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, Josh, I figured since you guys are on the West Coast, it's a good time to ask you maybe about Tom House. Lives in L.A., works with Tom, as you know. Do you see him as just maybe another resource that's important to Tom, and also perhaps where you've seen him help Tom in specific ways, improve in little areas?
I've met Tom, I think, once. I don't really know him personally that well, but you know, just through Tom, you know, I know Tom has a great deal of confidence in him, and there's a lot of, you know, players have different guys that they see for different things, whether it's a physical therapy type of a deal, or, you know, just a small tune up on certain aspects of their game or their agility or whatever it may be. And I know Tom feels comfortable with him, and so as long as that's the case, I'm sure that it's a positive thing for us, but I'll let Tommy answer the question in terms of, you know, the impact and all the rest, because I haven't been a part of those sessions and don't really know exactly what it is that they deal with.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Josh, I'm just wondering if, I know you guys are obviously focused on the game at hand. I'm wondering if you'll have any time to catch up with your old college teammate, Tom Telesco, and if you guys, between you and Nick and Tom, if, you know, looking back on your time at John Carroll, if you ever imagined, that you guys would hold such important roles on NFL teams, was that even on any of your radars at that point?
I know it wasn't on mine. I don't know if it was on theirs or not. I was a young kid, probably naive and, ignorant in many ways. So, you know, what the future was going to hold for me, and just, I love football and was hoping that maybe I'd get an opportunity to be involved in the game at some level, never assuming or thinking it would be this one. So, it's obviously a neat thing, you know, whenever you're around guys that you went to school with, and I'm sure I'll have an opportunity to see and say hello to Tom on Sunday night.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm okay. Good. Thanks. Good to hear you. Hey, Josh, a real two-parter real quick. They seem to be really efficient in the red zone against Baltimore. Is there anything else you can add? I know how much you talked. You said the buzzword was aggressive. I didn't know if there was a relationship there because they seem to be efficient in the red zone. And then real quick to end it, if you could put your head coaching hat on, borrow that for a moment. Is there anything about them that makes them tough down the stretch? You know, they seem to play well when the clock turns to December. They finish their seasons well.
Their defense is, to me, challenging in every area of the field. I know you mentioned the red zone, but I mean, this is a group that they don't give you many easy plays, period, because of the style of defense that they utilize. So we're going to have to do a great job of earning every yard we get, earning every point we're fortunate to get on Sunday, because, like I said, they're not giving anything up easily, and they're going to make you work for everything you get. So red zone, third down, first and second down, you know, taking care of the football, especially here in San Diego, that's a huge challenge for us because they've created a lot of turnovers here. Our ability to start fast is another area that I think we need to, you know, that's going to be a challenge for us, you know, on the road Sunday night in San Diego against a team that's playing very well. We got a lot of things, a lot of areas of focus we're going to need to do well on Sunday. And we have areas on our own offense that we want to try to improve and look to build off of, what happened in Green Bay. So there's a lot for us to work on. And just in terms of them playing late in the season, I mean, it's always tough to play out here. I've played out here multiple times. None of them have been easy. It's always a great atmosphere. It'll be loud, which will make it more challenging for us on offense. And, you know, we're going to have to do a great job of communicating, you know, in the noise and executing against obviously a very difficult defense to do that against. So, you know, it's easy for me to see why they would play well in late in the year, especially at home out here. But, you know, they got a really good head coach. They got a really good defensive coordinator that we got to get ready for on offense. You know, and they got good players and a great scheme. So this is a huge challenge for us. And, you know, we're going to have to be at our best on Sunday night.
Thanks, Josh.